Major, all season long, with regards to DJ and Marquise, it's kind of been like a, you know, when the situation calls for it. Tonight, you were clearly making more of an effort to get the ball in their hands. How important going into this game was it to you to get them involved early?
Yeah, we wanted to get them involved early. Obviously, again, just kind of tying into what I just said about speed and explosive players. You know, you've got to fire all your weapons. And, you know, I don't want to create the war analogy too much, but if you have weapons, I mean, use them. You know, use them. And so that's what we've got to do is use those guys. And if they find ways to take it away from us, then we've got to find more ways to get it back in their hands. And what you learn, even as I was a player, you don't have to block them all. You know, you don't have to block them all. When you give it to those guys, they've got exceptional speed. They can do things outside of the design of the play, so you don't have to be perfect. There's a little bit more margin for error in what you do when you give the ball to great athletes.
Coach Diaz, earlier in the week you talked about, you know, your team had a – over here, Coach. Your team had a point to prove, has some unfinished business. Did they prove that point tonight?
It is – They did some of that. It will be very important for us to understand that by all means that we have not fixed all of our issues and we have not arrived. There's no back. There's no everything is great. All we talked about was just being a step leading into what is a very, very important offseason in this football program. It's going to feel a lot better coming off this bowl game, but the fact that we battled and won a close game doesn't change the fact that we're going to have this football team is going to have to grind to get where it wants to go. And I think the guys saw that in the month of December, even the way they attacked practice. And when we talk about the word we keep asking is demand. We talk about demanding and not asking of each other, but demanding of each other. And so maybe what tonight was they saw a little glimpse of when we start to demand more from each other, the results can improve. But any notion that we should be, you know, happy and rest on our laurels would be foolish.
Any questions for David? Thank you, David.
Major, the drive that David scored, when David ran it in for a touchdown, that drive, he was able to hit Shipley a couple of times. Did you see his confidence level or anything about that drive where he started to kind of get it?
Yeah, you know, one thing going into the game, talking to Coach Wyatt and I, we spent a lot of time together and talking to Searles with the backup quarterback situation. We didn't want to come in the first half and run him a whole bunch and get in a situation where we had to play a guy who wasn't ready. When we got into halftime, they were doing a great job against our run game, and they're a good defense. I mean, they're a top 15 team. They're a good defense. So, you know, we were having some struggles, and we felt like we had to get him involved in the run game to loosen some things up, and he did a great job in the run game. And we've got, you know, like Manny was saying, by no means is it fixed. We've got some things that we can get better on. Our tempo tonight was a key factor. I'd say those are the two biggest adjustments at halftime was getting David running the ball a little bit and having some tempo, and we just got to continue to build on that.
Final questions for Manny and Major, please.
Major, you exercised some patience tonight with this game plan. You kept going back to the things that you started the game with, and you started having success later. Once the momentum started going, did you change it all, or did you just kind of stay that course once the momentum got better?
Just stayed the course, you know, in terms of what we were trying to do. We felt like, you know, when we watched Oregon against those guys, and they're obviously known as a fast-paced attack, we could create some advantages for us with our speed on the field and spreading them out. And in the first half, they were fresh. They were fresh. In the second half, we got just the game gets a little bit looser when you come out of halftime, and we just stayed with it. And guys made plays, and you know David did a great job of taking care of the ball. I mean, and that's just a big factor in winning and losing games. Period.
For Coach Applewhite, we saw a lot more shotgun spread, no huddle this game. Is that something you feel is going to be a philosophic switch for the program under your coordination, or is that a specific to this opponent?
Daryl and I want to be able to move the tempo. We want to be able to move it up and back. We want to be able to still get in two backs and go downhill if we need to. And our term, in term, you know, our definition of balance is being able to win the game both ways, whether it's running the ball or throwing the ball. And tonight, the way we needed to win the game was to spread them out, throw it, create some loose lanes for the quarterback to run the ball and be effective. So we want to, you know, get in here in the off season. You know, it's not about the X's and O's. It's really about just the culture of our program and demanding more of our guys, demanding more of our coaches, strength coaches, trainers, just getting guys tougher. And that's where we're going to improve as a ball club. You can call any play you want. That's where we've got to have an off season, and we've got to be uncomfortable as coaches, uncomfortable as players, and that's where you find your largest growth. And so these next 8-9 months are going to be vital for us. The good thing is I think these young guys, you can preach that to them all you want, but maybe over the course of their freshman, sophomore years, maybe now it's starting to sink in. And like Manny was saying, I think they're starting to feel the effects of, you know, I was uncomfortable for these 4 weeks of practice following two losses, but this feels pretty damn good. So we'll build on that.
Coach Diaz, what's the reaction to seeing Cody Vaz sacked 10 times by the defense?
Well, that's a that doesn't happen very often, obviously. But I think there's a lot of things that were at play. Like I said, I thought we covered them well, matched up with their pass game stuff. They're an unbelievable screen team. There's not a screen invented that they don't find a way to run. But we had a good we intercepted one of those screen passes, so we made a play there. You know, and the coverage guys, and then just the way we were relentless in the pass rush. And it wasn't always one guy. Of course, Alex was dominant, but we had a bunch of other guys that were in there on the sacks. And sometimes the guy just had to hold the ball, you know, half a count longer for us to get there. So, but and then the other thing is that we were just so much better in the run game in the second half. And, you know, and it's just everyone is aware of what our issues have been this year. Of all the things that we have to address and fix, we have to obviously become a better run defense, more similar to what we were the year before. So when we got them into more obvious passing downs, it was pretty simple after that.
Final question for Major and Manny.
Major, two-parter. Just why is David Ash the right guy to play quarterback at Texas going forward? And how difficult was it preparing, knowing you didn't really have a backup quarterback for this game? And did that impact your decision to run him or not run him early?
Yeah. You know, David is, you know, he's a true sophomore. You know, he's a young guy still, but I think he's got the determination. I think he's got the mindset. Games like this, games like Stillwater, games like Ole Miss, those are games that he just has to continue to build confidence in, and we've got to simplify things and make it easy for him so he can play fast. I thought as he got involved in the run game, I thought he loosened up and he got going. So we've got to look at that and see how he was responsive in that situation. So he did well in that, you know, in that situation, and you know, pleased with the way he played. Now, I'm not sure about your second part. What was the second part? Not having a backup quarterback. I'd like to forget that. I spent about 2 hours with Jalen Overstreet in conference ballroom 15 trying to get ready for the game, and it was a little nerve wracking. But you know, the kid jumped at it, took to it, and we were ready to roll with him. We had a package for him to go in there and get him moving. You know, I'm excited to work with him in the spring, get him going. I think we could do some things. Both these guys are big, strong, stature quarterbacks that can throw it and run. And looking forward to working with Jalen in the spring.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
We're just going to sprinkle guys in here. Mason, stay. Quandrick, like you know. Yeah. Dad, just move over one second. Hey.